You're listening to Round Table. A female pedestrian in eastern China's Wenzhou has become the first person in the country to be handed a smartphone zombie fine for looking at her phone while crossing the road. So this is actually something that we see quite common in streets, but this woman got a fine. Do you think it's justified?
Yeah, and we can look at a fine. The lady was only fined 10 yuan, which is similar to $1.5 US, because of crossing the road while playing with her cell phone. I think this is a very important situation. I mean, because now when we cross the road at intersections, we can see so many pedestrians that they're just focused on their phone. And no one just tried to warn them. Actually, there's a safety risk behind this very normal behavior. And also, people may argue that the fine is not enough. It's only 10 yuan. So based on my perspective, it's just trying to send a signal to those pedestrians or even the drivers. It's very hard. I mean, it's very dangerous to use your phone while crossing the road.
So is this a good rule for you, Carl?
I think this is a very, very good rule, because we know from other countries and research that using a phone is hugely distracting. It's equivalent in, if you're driving a car, it can be the equivalent in terms of impairment to having a couple of drinks. Like, you're really not paying attention to the environment around you. And how many pedestrians have we seen, or how many cyclists have we seen, walk out onto the road and not look where they're going and assume people are going to stop? So I think it's a really good idea. And the fine is very, very small, but I think, at least at this point, I think it really is a nudge. Like, this is new regulation. A lot of people probably aren't aware of it. And having a huge fine quite early on might trigger a lot of public backlash. So by having a very, very small fine, you can hopefully nudge people in the right direction in terms of their behavior, but without it being too onerous.
That's a good point. Also, I think if the fine was more, then it could have generated a different discussion about what level of government has this power to suddenly levy a fine. And then, you know, the discussion would go a different direction. But for me as a motorist, I think there should be a hefty fine, 10 times, if not 100 times more than this, on the drivers. Because if it's the driver that is on the phone, that would create more damage, I think, to the people around, to the roads and as such. So I think, yeah, the pedestrians are sort of being singled out here, but also drivers, and these are the really dangerous ones.
And coming from Australia, from Melbourne, if you get caught using your phone behind the wheel of a car, the fine is equivalent to about 2,500 kwai. So it is a huge penalty, and that isn't using your phone to, say, make a phone call. That's if you touch your phone when you're behind the wheel of a car, you can be fined. And police have gone to a lot of effort cracking down on drivers who do that, and it's made a big improvement to road safety.
Oh, interesting. Well, when it comes to, I guess, people's addiction to phones, and I think addiction here is used in a really loose fashion, is there any way to get people just off their phones, even when you're, walking or driving? Come on, people.
Yeah, and I want to add a really interesting fact of this regulation, because after you got fined, right, the police will give you a slow sheep doll. This is based on a very famous Chinese cartoon. There's like several sheep and in the community, and this sheep is a slow sheep. So they encourage those people, don't be a slow pedestrian to stuck the way. And also, I think it's interesting that we don't know where the line would be drawn, because how would you find them? By holding the phone, or just using the phone, or a mere glance at a time on one's phone would seem just really hard to draw the line here. Would you find them?
How would you find them? How do you pick the people that are true violators, Carl?
Well, I think if they're holding a phone and they're looking at it and they're crossing the street, then it's a pretty clear-cut case.
Or it's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then caught.
Yeah.
You have to fit some sort of criteria.
I don't think so. If you step out onto the road, because if you look at a lot of streets in big cities in China, you have a lot of electric scooters and delivery vehicles. They're in lanes right next to the sidewalk. So if you wait 1 second before you step out and you're not looking, you can get hit. It's not like you have to wait a couple of seconds to walk out to where traffic is.
So here's the thing. If this person, you know that if you're on your phone crossing the street, there could be danger, and they're willingly doing that, should we just let them be?
The government does have a role to protect people from their own stupidity. It is frustrating at times, but that is the reality of society.
Maybe sometimes we should also encourage the drivers to give way to those pedestrians, even we know they have misbehaved.
Yeah, well, but okay, I am for that, but I'd like the drivers to honk. I'm not giving you the peace. I'm waiting for you nicely. Hurry up a little bit, please, and look away from your phone. And that's it for today's Rant Table. Bye-bye, everybody.